Hello, and welcome back to another episode of Sustainable Idaho, here on KISU 91.1, airing every Tuesday morning at 7:35. I am your host for this week, Chris Brown. Last week, during our first segment of Sustainable Idaho, Julie talked to Mike Engel from the Portneuf Resource Council and sociology professor Dr. Trina Running, who is the faculty advisor for the Idaho State University Sustainability Club. Collaboration between these organizations makes this show possible, and their contact information can be found on the KISU website. This week, I want to highlight a very important and interesting new tool for education on climate change and the effects of various policy changes on the climate and our economy. That tool is the En-ROADS simulation, that's EN-ROADS. En-ROADS is a fully featured climate change simulation tool that allows the user to manipulate various policy and economic changes and see how those changes affect environmental outcomes, like atmospheric CO2 levels and sea level rise. It was developed by Climate Interactive, which is an environment and energy think tank created by scholars at MIT. My hope is that by highlighting this tool, some of our listeners may check it out for themselves and see just how interconnected parts of the economy and the environment truly are. I was also fortunate enough to speak to retired hydrologist and Boise Citizens Climate Lobby volunteer Katie Diedrichson, who is also a trained ambassador for the En-ROADS project. So what exactly does En-ROADS simulate? En-ROADS primarily simulates the effect of energy policy, implementation of sustainable technology, and carbon removal strategies on key environmental indicators, including sea level rise. For instance, if you've ever wondered how much of an impact subsidizing renewable energy or instituting a carbon tax would affect climate change, this simulator can give you some idea of that relationship. The simulator itself is operated by moving clearly labeled sliders, so it is very user-friendly and easy to figure out if you do not want to get into the complexities of the data yourself. It really is great for all levels of understanding of the science and the data. Katie, tell us a little about how you got involved with En-ROADS.
I moved to Idaho, found a group called Citizens Climate Lobby. They had a guest speaker told us about En-ROADS, and from the Climate Interactive group, several of us took the webinar training that Climate Interactive gave during the winter for learning how to use the simulator and facilitate En-ROADS workshops. There is a tremendous amount of information in the background as you get further and further into the simulator. It's just an amazing tool.
Katie mentioned that there are trainings for individuals who want to use the simulation for more professional education and training uses, but the simulator itself is quite simple to use if you want to leave the underlying settings at default. Those settings change how the data interacts with each other based on different assumptions, but if you just leave it at default, the user interface is actually quite simple. There are several levels to En-ROADS, one of which is a fully-fledged role-playing game in which participants play the role of international actors such as countries or the UN to represent various competing interests proposing policy solutions to climate change at the global level. The players then have to negotiate and agree on an international plan. I asked Katie about this experience, as she had gone through it once.
So I just took, last week, they had a new webinar Climate Interactive gave to people that were already trained in the simulator, and we did the simulation game. It was fantastic. I've got to say, I was so excited about it, because it is a role-playing game that you use with a group. You divide your group into different interests, such as world governments, energy providers, industry and commerce, environmental groups, and each group then takes that role and provides proposals that they feel will bring down temperatures, global temperatures, but other groups have different interests, and so the negotiations begin between these groups, and you find solutions that work for all, but most importantly, bring down global temperature to within the Paris Accords for 2 degrees, no more than 2 degrees Celsius warming. And it's action-packed. It really brings in a lot of critical thinking skills, much more than just the science of climate change. It's really interesting to see how the policy decisions are made.
Yes, because I mean, I'm sure for you in particular and for other scientists, it's very frustrating trying to have your input, which is very important, heard on the policy arena. It can be difficult to communicate those science aspects, but I think something like this is a perfect way to get those messages across.
One of the developers with MIT, his comment is, research shows that showing people research doesn't work. that you really have to have a tool where you make things happen for yourself and you learn by doing. And that's, of course, always the best way to learn.
Is there anything else in particular that you wanted to share about En-ROADS?
En-ROADS provides people with just a better understanding of the problem of climate change and really looks at positive ways to fix it. So, you know, Idaho is experiencing climate change impacts, but mostly in the mainstream media, we hear about climate change looking at sea level rise or strengthening hurricanes or Arctic ice melting. So sometimes it doesn't feel real to people in Idaho, but Idaho is experiencing increased heat stress, reduced snowpack, larger forest fires. And so I think having En-ROADS brings us away from all those regional impacts and brings the emphasis to solutions, global solutions, which is, I think, the key to making effective policy decisions. What we really need is to bring a global perspective to that problem.
With COVID and everything, people are looking for ways to be able to do these things remotely and have real experiences remotely. I think En-ROADS is coming into the public eye at the perfect moment for people to pick up on it and really use it remotely. If you are just joining us on Sustainable Idaho, we have been discussing the En-ROADS climate change simulation created by MIT and Climate Interactive. En-ROADS is an interesting tool for educators and others to think about climate, economics, and the effects of our decisions in an accessible format. If you are interested in registering for an upcoming En-ROADS workshop on July 15th and 16th, or have a suggestion or feedback, you can reach us at the ISU Sustainability Club's email address, sustainableclub@isu.edu. Check out Climate Interactive's website and the En-ROADS simulation. It is free and easy to use. Using sliders for economic and scientific decisions, you will see how the policy choices we make affect the temperature of the Earth. Catch my conversation with retired hydrologist and En-ROADS ambassador, Katie Diedrichsen. Links to the information shared on this program, as well as recordings of past programs, at kisu.org/programs. Next Tuesday morning at 7:35 on Sustainable Idaho, Julie will be covering the topic of sustainable and community-supported agriculture. If you love going to farmers markets, you will want to catch this installment. I am Chris Brown for Sustainable Idaho. Thanks for joining us.